the pages of the Bible are the answers to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down the scripture references as they are given, and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. If you wish, you are also welcome to tape record this entire presentation for future study. All quotations are taken from the King James Version of the Bible, unless otherwise indicated.
This is Bible Call, script number 139, Exorcism. The word exorcism is used to mean expelling evil spirits from the human body, to deliver the afflicted from the evil influence of the evil spirit or demon. The idea of demon possession is much older than Christianity. Efforts to cast out demons were common in Egypt, Persia, and Babylonia long before Christ. And toward the end of the 3rd century, an order of exorcists was established, which continues as one of the minor orders of the Roman Church, so says Baker's Dictionary of Theology, page 206. According to Genesis chapter 1, verse 31, God saw that everything he had made was very good. And from this we conclude that the angels God created were good beings. But from 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 4, and Jude, verse 6, we learn that angels sinned and kept not their first estate, and God cast them down to hell. In Matthew chapter 25, verse 41, we're told that a place of everlasting fire has been prepared for the devil and his angels. These are the fallen angels, the evil spirits or demons. Why were these evil spirits allowed to inhabit human bodies and control the people in whom they dwelt? We are told in John chapter 9, verses 1 through 4, that a man was born blind, quote, that the works of God should be made manifest in him, end of quote. We are told in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14, that Jesus became a man that he might destroy the devil. And in 1 John chapter 3, verse 8, the Son of God was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. So, we conclude that these evil spirits were allowed to operate during the time of Jesus and his apostles, that Jesus might have opportunity to demonstrate his power to destroy them and help us to overcome their influence on us. Do evil spirits still indwell human bodies? And can they be cast out today? That Jesus and his apostles cast out demons, there can be no doubt. Jesus cast them out to prove that he was what he claimed to be, the divine Son of God. The apostles cast out demons and performed other miracles to confirm the word they preached as the word of God. Mark chapter 16, verse 17 on through verse 20. Hebrews chapter 2, verses 2 through 4. When the word of God was completely revealed, confirmed, and recorded, there was no longer any need for these miracles. In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 8 through 13, the Apostle Paul teaches that miracles would cease when the revelation from God was completed. The performance of miracles ceased, but they were recorded that we might believe in Jesus and be saved. John chapter 20, verses 30 and 31. Since the Word of God has been completely confirmed, there is no further need for miracles. And since no one can raise the dead as Peter raised Dorcas, Acts chapter 9, verses 36 through 41, and no one can immediately heal a broken arm or replace an eye that's been destroyed, we conclude that no one has power to work miracles today. Would God allow demons to inhabit our bodies when no one has the power to cast them out? The only time we have positive information that demons indwelt people was a time when God's servants had power to cast them out. Since no one has such power today, we conclude that God does not allow demons to dwell in us. Therefore, there's no such thing as exorcism today. The devil has the power of death, Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14. Jesus entered the devil's realm when he died, and bound the strong man, the devil, and spoiled his house when he led captivity captive, a phrase in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 8. And many tombs were opened, and many bodies of saints were raised after Jesus came out of his tomb. Matthew chapter 27, verses 52 and 53. Now this tells us that the devil is bound, that his activities are limited, as are the activities of his angels, the evil spirits. So we conclude that the indwelling of evil spirits ceased when the power to work miracles ceased, when God's word was completely revealed, confirmed, and recorded. So, there is no such thing as the exorcism of evil spirits today. Thank you for your call.
This message you have just